You got a bed of beans? We got
what are beans that you don't have to shell?
I don't know of any other ones you don't have to shell.
You take them from the garden and break them?
Yeah, just break them.
What are they called?
What is that big, unusually big butter bean? Forthook. Forthook?
Uh-huh.
Butter bean?
Soybean? The term snap bean here?
Snap bean? Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You just break them in two.
I see.
Yeah, snap beans.
And the tops?
They break easy. And no strings there when they're properly grown.
When they're young.
Mm-hmm.
The tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten? Just the top of the turnip, or the beet, what do you call that?
Of the turnip?
Of the turnip or the beet, just the top part.
Well, I know about the turnips. When they're young, if they grow fast, they're on good rich land, they grow fast, the top of the turnip is good.
Uh-huh.
While they're young tender. You cook them right in with the turnip, you know, the peel, the tuber.
Uh-huh.
It's all the same pot.
What do you call that?
Salad turnips.
Salad turnips?
I reckon.
Uh-huh. I had, I ate in Douglas, and I had something called turnip greens. And I guess that either greens or salad are used in this area, is that right?
Well, they do use the tender part of the top.
Uh-huh.
That's better than just the tuber alone.
Uh-huh.
Adds flavor to them.
Uh-huh.
I reckon it's probably richer in simple ingredients.
And minerals and things.
Uh-huh.
And corn that you just shuck and cook and eat with your hands, corn that you eat like this.
On the cob.
And Do you have any chipmunks around here? Things that are like squirrels, but they stay on the ground.
Do they kind of like the Western prairie dog?
Sometimes they're called ground squirrels.
Yeah, the weasel and the muskrat around here.
But not ground squirrels, chipmunks.
I don't think you have any ground squirrels around here.
Uh-huh.
They're a pest.
Yes, they are.
They're about like our squirrel, except he's got a...
He digs around.
A short tail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've seen them on the prairies out west.
Uh-huh. How about a little animal that's black with a white stripe?
A skunk. Polecat.
Polecat?
Polecat.
And a little creature that hops along on the ground or hops off the ground into the water, maybe this long or it may be this long. What different names do you have for them? They're all types of frogs, but...
Is a frog you're talking about, or
yes,
a frog animal?
No, a frog of some type.
Well, there's a green-colored frog that's right around here.
What's he?
He's a handsome-looking fellow. He's got green spots all over him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he leaps, he goes places. And we have what they call a bullfrog here. He's bigger than one of them bantam chickens you see around here.
Take it that big,
When he leaps, he's that long.
Uh-huh.
You can't see anything but legs whenever he leaps, you know, at night. Them legs are strung up behind him, kind of like a parachute strung up behind a plane, you know.
I see. What are the green ones called?
I don't never know a name for them.
Did they,
These old brown ones have to come around the light at night here, up on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go under a board or any piece of timber called a hole out there anywhere and stay in the night, come and come out, hang around the light, watch for insects, you know. We just call them hop toads.
Hop toads?
Hop toads.
Did you ever have any that stay in bushes and sing? Like a chirping sound?
Tree frogs.
Those are tree frogs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You see, I think he's a pretty good sign of rain when he starts croaking.
I see.
And believe it or not, them tree frogs can sing like a flying squirrel.
They can.
Anybody ever tell you that?
No. No.
I ran under some bushes one time when I was out on a rural route and got one off of my windshield. And I watched him there to see what he can do. After a while, I passed by one of the ditches of water there, about 15 feet away. He saw that. He knew that was home sweet home. And he hopped those 15 feet.
He did.
I got to examine one foot after a while, and I found out that he had a